Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. I guess that's not really correct. A little Joe Cocker. Well, it's a little bit of a little piece of this song. But when you got Joe Cocker, there's nothing little about Joe. Joe is big. He's serious. Serious mad dog Englishman. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your mad dog small business guy. And sometimes I know if you're trying to make payroll on Friday, you feel a little bit like a mad dog yourself, don't you? And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that will help you. Hope you'll check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. I'll get you ready for the week ahead. Jeff Sabar is still with us. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Jeff, we've been talking about using the online world. And I'd use that term because when we say internet, I think sometimes people, when you say internet, they think website. And right. I think, the internet is the big daddy. It is the world, but because inside of the internet is the World Wide Web, which is web pages, and you right. know, surfing around that way, is also instant messaging, also email, mobile apps, et cetera, et cetera. All that's part of the online of the internet, but the online world sort of is a term to me that says, you know, more than just websites. It's all these things. And so we were talking earlier about using Google Alerts to see what's going on, but there's another place that you can go that actually might even be in some ways, Jeff, more critical than the Google Alerts, and that is searches on Twitter, having a Twitter account. And right. Jeff, I have on my Twitter account, I have several different things that I have automatically set up, and I just click on the one click, and it tells me all the times this certain name or term or phrase is mentioned anywhere on Twitter.
Right, right.
And I'm sure you're doing that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I use a service, a couple things about Twitter. Twitter, you know, with all this social media, it can be a vacuum. It can be a vortex you fall into yeah. and can't extricate yourself from. So we always, and we've spoken about this before, having our own little, our social media balance and scales, you know, how much we use it. But really, I use a service called, it used to be called Tweetlator, which would allow me to schedule tweets up to like 4 or 5 days out, and I could just have
right.
it blast over time.
Right.
But Tweetlator now is called Social Oomph, OOMPH, Social Oomph. And Social Oomph tracks, one of the phrases I'm having it track is home office. Again, so every time home office comes in up in a tweet, not necessarily about me, but about the home office concept,
right.
every time it comes up, I'm able to track that and see who's saying what. And, you know, also, are they retweeting things that I've said?
Do you have your name as a search too?
I have my name. I have home-based
business. So if somebody says that Jeff Sabar is the greatest guy in the world, then whenever you click on that, it'll bring up that Twitter post. If somebody says that Jeff Sabar, I hired him, and boy, that didn't turn out well, or I didn't enjoy, or whatever it may be, you know that because you have this. And so, folks, the problem, the good news about the Twitter searches is that Jeff, if I walk into your restaurant and I'm not happy with the food, I'm probably not going to go do a blog post. I'm probably not going to write an article. I'm probably not going to do an interview or whatever, which is more likely to be to show up on Google. But I will go to, I may go to Facebook, but I also may go to Twitter and tell my people, the people who are, you know, who I'm talking to on Twitter, you know, I just had a meal at Jeff's restaurant and it was terrible. Well, if you got that link, that if you got Jeff's restaurant as a link, you click on it, it'll tell you what's going on, what happened, who'd said it, and then you can respond, can't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing about social media today and our smartphones is I saw a commercial on TV yesterday talking about how people are actually, it's women who review are reviewing from the restaurant. You know, they haven't even left the restaurant. You know, my service is slow. My food is bad.
In the middle of their review,
they're reviewing. It's like a review within a review. I think you hit on something, Jim, because I think it's really, to me, what's most important is, you know, accolades are great. You can get a dozen clients, hopefully, or more, to say nice things about you. But when someone says something bad, you know, you need to be able to go out there immediately and assuage them and see what went wrong. Some people cannot be pleased, no way, how, but you got to go back to them and say, what did I do wrong so I can make it right in the future? And then if there was a specific thing they discussed, address it. If it was an employee who did something wrong, if it was a mismarked product, if it was a product that wasn't in and you promised, it was something that was a failing on your part, you need to be able to address that. And knowing is the first step in all.
That's right. And so, if you can find out, then you can email, Twitter them back, send a direct message to them, and say, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm Jeff. You know, you're talking about my restaurant. What can I do to help you? Please come back and let me know when you're coming, and I'll make sure that never happens again, blah, 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 whatever. And then maybe I will sit down and say, whoa, I just got a Twitter from Jeff. He's upset about what happened. Good for him. Now, the thing about it is I wondered how big companies would use social media, because they're not good at moving fast. Social media moves fast. But this is an example of how big companies are using social media to prevent bad press,
to
bad press.
No, they use their checkbook to prevent bad press.
That's right.
Order the media.
But they respond to it. I mean, people, you know, and I both know people who've written about bad experiences with big companies, and lo and behold, they'll hear from somebody pretty soon.
Absolutely.
So,
because they're monitoring it. And
that's
the key thing is they monitor.
Hold on to that thought, Jeff. I got to take a quick break. Folks, check it out. Get somebody to show you how to do this on Google and Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.